Stop.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, here's your prank today. So, hey, you know when you're... You don't know, but you know the scenario. When your son or daughter leaves varsity and they say, I want to do a gap year. You know, what do you want to do? Now I want to go overseas and work on a ship someplace.
What a beautiful thing, a gap year. Many parents don't want to hear that, though.
I totally am for it.
Yeah, it really is the best time to figure out what it is you want to do and who you are outside of school.
I think it's more about sowing your oats. That's what it is.
Darren, here I am.
Can
talking
it be
about
about both?
A life adventure.
It's not a work experience. It's more the experience than the work. Let's be honest with this entire equation.
Come on.
Producer Brad, you did a summer camp in Dallas, yeah. Texas.
In Pennsylvania.
Okay, yeah. Nowhere near.
Okay, so completely different.
But I did stay in Texas for 3 months after that, yeah.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So that what were you, a camp counselor?
Camp counselor, yeah.
Is that a way to get free food and room and board?
It was, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life after school. So it was a year to give me some time to think about it, have different experiences, and... So oats.
I was about to ask you, did you get friendly with any of the other camp counselors?
Hey, what happens at camp stays at camp.
Yeah. Producer Jean also went to America to be a camp counselor.
Sure, is there something that we missed?
I'm telling you.
Incredible. We missed the gap. We missed that gap.
Yeah. One of the best experiences of my life.
Serious?
Yeah, it was incredible.
And I can't believe that because you're 18 and now everyone is expecting you to make decisions that will change and affect the rest of your life.
Yeah, and you look.
No, those decisions are this one or that one.
Some people know at that age. I didn't. So for me, it gave me valuable time to figure it out.
Now, you see all these adverts. I mean, you see the adverts around about this time of year come out in the newspapers and on TV, social media and all that. You know, go do this, go there, go this. Work on the kibbutz in Israel, all that sort of stuff. So this is what this dude is doing, okay? He's going to work at a restaurant at this like ski resort in Aspen, Colorado. Now you know Aspen, Colorado. It's like the ski mecca of the United States. This restaurant is called Brexy's. So the deal is, you go there, you work in the restaurant, you help out, you do all this stuff, you stay in the restaurant upstairs in the accommodation and all that. And you know what? If you a kid that has studied hotel, been to hotel school, it's great. You know, work experience. So that's what mom thinks, but we're going to change her opinion of why her son wants to go there.
Poor mom.
So the paperwork has all been forwarded and everything is it's all been submitted and all that. Now I'm calling. He's in on the phone call. We're going to call mom. I'm calling. Worst American accent, by the way. You're going to hear here. Worst. I call it a Colorado in accent. But she's none the wiser. I've just got applications, a few questions. Yeah, that I just need clarity on. Okay. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello. I'm looking for her officer.
This is his mother.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Sorry to bug you. Do you have a minute? I'm calling you from Aspen, Colorado.
Okay. Can I give you his number?
I've been trying his number. I've got his number. He sent me an email last night. I'm from Brexy's restaurant where he's going to be taking up a job.
Yes.
Basically, he sent me an email last night, and I think he's put in a few, I guess you'd call them South Africanisms.
You're
right. Yeah, so I don't quite understand, you know, what he's saying here. Perhaps you can help me, ma'am.
Okay, I can read his mind.
Okay, it goes, dear Walter, okay, I'm looking forward to coming to work at your restaurant. Do you have Glühwein? You've got Glühwein. I'm wondering if Dagger is available in Aspen, and that was what I didn't quite understand, ma'am.
How do you spell that dagger?
Dagger. I thought it was maybe a Microsoft spell check change, like a small knife, but it's not. It's D-A-G-G-A.
I'd actually like to see that email to believe it, because my son's a reborn Christian. Can you forward that email to me?
Ma'am, I wouldn't want to do it because it's of a highly personal nature.
So it's my own son, so really how personal can it be with my child?
Yeah, why? What is it, ma'am?
It is a marijuana. Is that what you call it in America?
Oh, yeah, okay. That would make sense then with the next sentence, because you said, I really want to fly inverted commas high on those jumps.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, ma'am. There's something else here that he said. Oh, I look forward to have a good time. What is a knock shop? What is it, ma'am?
No idea at all. I'm actually wondering if his email has been hijacked, or whatever you call it,
yeah,
and sent to you, because this doesn't make one single sense to me.
Okay.
My son is a church-going boy, and all of these things are totally foreign.
Okay.
Actually, when I phone him now, I think he's going to be horrified.
Okay, ma'am. I tell you what, could you phone him and just tell him that I called and that I'm trying to get hold of him?
Yes. Well, how do you spell your surname, please?
It's Sardowski.
Okay. I'll get in contact with him.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Ciao, bye-bye. Let's see how soon it takes for that phone to start ringing.
It's ringing.
Okay, beautiful.
Hello?
Hello, Mom. I've got a call from you.
Yeah, I just got the weirdest telephone call from a guy called Walter Sardowski.
From Brexies?
Yes.
Yeah?
And I'm wondering if somebody has written an email on your behalf and written the wrong things, or what's going on, I don't know. He says, this is asking, can he get Dacha here? Because he's really looking forward to flying high. And something about massage parlors and all sorts of other stuff.
So did you write this? Yeah.
He's dead. It's okay. To pop my blood vessel.
Mommy!
We're going to have to call him back and tell him.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what about the email.
I'm absolutely dumbfounded. I actually couldn't believe it. I said to this man, are you talking rubbish? Is this the reason why you haven't been able to cope with yet? You need to reevaluate your values and your principles, my boy. Because it's totally against Christianity what you thinking that's okay. And this is the start, and you know that. And there's going to be a stop to this overseas trip straight away.
Yeah.
Hmm? If you don't know what's wrong with those things, then I'm a little bit confused for you, because as a Christian boy, those are things that are totally taboo in your life.
Well, I'm going to try each one.
I don't think that's very clever at all, because that's where the start is. And I mean, you used to be so vocal about this stuff. Dad will be phoning you tonight when he gets home. Hello?
Hello, ma'am?
Hello?
It's actually Wackhead. We were just winding you up over the phone.
Thank you for winding me up, and now you can send me some Prozac.
Do you want us to send you Prozac, or do you want us to send you some dagger?
I'll give it a try, too.
How's it, Mom?
He has now been disinherited.
And I think she means it, too.
Yeah.
Hey, isn't that the greatest thing when you disappoint your parents? Well, the worst greatest thing.
Good Christian boy.
Yes.
You need to reevaluate your values.
Mm.
Yeah.
And isn't that, you know, when your parents tell you that they are disappointed in you, it's worse than them shouting.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they say it in a calm tone.
Mm. No, no, no. It's over.
You've spoken out against this before, my boy.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. Ooh, mm. My boy.
Mm. Oh, gosh. If you want anybody pranked, you know what to do. Send me an email. It is darrens@kfm.co.za.